Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I got a voice today. You've heard this voice. You've heard it around, especially on Sunday nights, local vocals. Rusty Groppel. Welcome, Rusty.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Rusty, you are a song singer-songwriter. But you also, what's your day job?
So I've been working for the United States Postal Service.
Yeah. How many years?
10 years now. The first 3 or 4 of those, I carried mail.
Yeah.
Right here in Jerseyville, delivered to your house many times.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I moved into the IT sector of the service. So now I work downtown in St. Louis. Did that about 7 years ago.
So the IT sector, what's that involve?
I'm support, like hardware support, but we're dealing with like the computer programmers, developers. They make all the applications and the systems that, you know, run the whole service behind the scenes.
Now, is this something you went to college for, to learn this?
Not particularly, no. Yeah. A lot of stuff, the job that I happened to get, which it was just kind of, you know, luck that it came open and I applied for it. And a lot of things that I did as a hobby in my spare time, messing around with electronics and that kind of thing, just happened to, you know, align perfectly with what they were looking for. So, happened to get in there. And then, you know, since then I've done certifications and everything else to kind of, you know, be a little more legitimate with what I'm, what my job is. But yeah, it's a really good,
it's a good job. You like
really
it?
Good gig. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you graduated from Jerseyville High School. Did you go to college after that?
Yep. Went to Lewis and Clark, got an associate's degree through there, and then did the Missouri Baptist University partnership through Lewis and Clark. So I was able to take the classes for Missouri Baptist down on the Lewis and Clark campus and got a bachelor's degree through that. And then I started working for the post office.
Yeah.
You know, got a bachelor's in business administration, I guess. And then didn't use it.
Now how was that carrying the mail every day? Was that hard?
It's hard, but I don't know. It's also enjoyable to an extent. You know, you get out there and it's kind of satisfying that you start your day with a truck full of stuff and then you just kind of work through it systematically. And by the end of the day, it's all gone. You know, it's kind of a satisfying thing to have at the end of the day to really accomplish that. And you get to get outside and walk around, enjoy that. And you pretty much by yourself the whole time. So, you know, you put the headphones on, listen to the radio or for me, like I actually wrote a few songs while walking around carrying mail. So, you know, it's enjoyable, but then there's days where it's 100 degrees and that's pretty miserable. Or when there's, you know, snow on the ground, it gets pretty cold. But the snow is really not even as bad as the rain. The rain's the worst because you're trying to keep the mail dry.
Yeah.
And your feet get soggy and everything else. But, you know, most mailmen will tell you the rain's.
How about the ice?
Ice is tough. You know, you just hope that people throw some salt down.
Hey, now, do you get loaded up? Like, how long did you carry? 3 years, you said?
Yeah, about three and a half, yeah.
So on these stops, on your third year, were you starting to get some cookies and some, at Christmas time, you get some gifts?
Yeah, a little bit. I had a few, well, I had a stop, and he actually lived down the street from me. I delivered to my own house. I was on my route, and then a neighbor down the street, they'd always, and he was, you know, older guy, he'd always invite me in, hey, come on in here, you know, sit down a second, sit down. And, you know, he'd have some little treat snack cake for me. I remember he walked in there one time and he had those, you know, marshmallow pinwheels in one of those cookies.
Yeah.
But he put it in like a little styrofoam container, looked like a to-go container. You'd put like, you know, soy sauce or sweet and sour sauce or something from the Chinese restaurant. He had it all ready to go for him. He says, "Hey, hey, hey, that's pretty high up on the hog now." I thought, okay, old wompy.
So, and you're married and you got some kids.
Yeah. Yep. Married Tammy and two boys, James and Curtis.
How old are your boys?
6 and 4.
Cool. Great age.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. They're having a blast.
Yeah. Now, you, like I said at the beginning, you're a songwriter and a singer, and we play a lot of your music Sunday nights, and you also play with Tanglefoot, play bass.
Yep.
How'd you get your start in music?
Well, I mean, it all starts with my dad. We can even take it back further than that. My grandpa sang in a barbershop quartet.
Oh, yeah. You don't hear that much anymore.
No.
Does that still go on?
I think I've seen videos on Facebook of barbershop conventions and all that, but it's not quite as popular, I don't believe, as it used to be. But yeah, my grandpa sang in a barbershop quartet, and then my dad started playing music, I mean, when he was young, 13 years old or so, okay. And got a guitar and playing music. In fact, him and Dale Schroeder, who's Ben and Waylon's dad, at their 8th grade dance, Dale went to the Catholic school, dad went to the public school, but their 8th grade dance was at the same place.
Yeah.
One was upstairs, one was downstairs, and they shared the same drummer. They both had a band, and they shared the same drummer somehow. So the drummer had to go up and play with one band and then go down and play with the other band, and... But after, he went off to college, he came back, him and Dale started a band called the Illinois Cowboys. And then he played with the Shell Brothers Bluegrass Band, late 70s and 80s. And,
we got some of their songs on the local vocal show.
Yeah. And then Hickory Grove Bluegrass Band in, the 90s, 2000s.
And now, who's the Hickory Grove Band? Is that your dad?
Yeah. My dad was in that.
Because we have that song in there, but I didn't know who sang it. But I knew it was local, but I didn't know who.
Yeah, so the one I sent you, Traveling Kind, that features Gary Cadell on vocals. And that band, they had a lot of people come and go and sometimes come back.
Our Gary Cadell from right around town?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be darned.
The Gary Cadell.
Yeah, he does a hell of a job on that song.
Oh, yeah, He's a very good singer. Very good singer. That band, the core of the band that I always think of, it was my dad, Mike Groppel, Aaron Steckel, Gary Cadell, Kenny Darr, Byron Bierman, and I'm going to leave somebody out. Adam Smith played banjo with them for a long time.
Do you got any more music from those guys?
Oh, sure. Okay. I've got a whole bunch of stuff.
I could use some more of that. I thought those guys were talented. I just didn't know who they were.
Yeah, might have to get you set up.
Yeah, for sure. So you started playing the guitar when you were a kid?
Yeah, long way around. Yeah, so dad was kind of the jumping off point, so there was always guitars around the house and there was always music playing. And I started kind of picking it up. I think I was probably 12 or 13. He bought me like a little Telecaster thing for Christmas. I learned the first 15, 20 seconds of, 100 songs, but never learn the full songs. Cause that's a kid thing. You learn every opening riff to an AC/DC song that you can find. But as I got a little older, 16, 17 years old, started picking up an acoustic guitar, learning my chords, strumming through and playing, entire songs, and then learning how to, sing with them and accompany myself to where I could just, do an entire song.
Yeah.
And so I started doing that, going to the, we'd go camping a lot. We'd go up to bluegrass festivals. And so I'd, sitting around the campfire or sitting in a hotel room and just kind of start playing guitar and getting, people paying attention. Dale Schroeder, he'd play with me a lot. We had a lot in common as far as the type of songs we like to play, stuff, Eagles and that type of stuff. So me and Dale played a lot together, and that eventually led to the first band I was in, Living Proof, with Dale, Waylon, and Benny.
Oh, that's a cool name, Living Proof.
That was Waylon's idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, Waylon's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
If you're just joining us, I have Rusty Groppel with us, singer, songwriter, and also IT sector of United States Post Office. Got that side job with the post office.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a lot of songs. How many songs have you written? And they're good. They're quality songs.
I think.
What do you think?
Probably about, 20 songs?
20 songs.
Maybe a couple more.
Now, when you walk around day to day, are you always thinking about, I want to write a song? Are you always thinking about a song? Something happens, you think you can write a song about it?
Not particularly. I don't know. I think everybody with songwriting goes a little bit different. You know, there's a lot of people they'll say, you know, they make a point to write for like 30 minutes or an hour a day or something like that, and it's like an exercise, you know, which, you know, for them I'm sure is effective. For me, it's just like if an idea hits and it keeps rolling,
yeah,
I kind of roll with it.
What hits first, the words or the melody?
It could be either one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you kind of get a little tune in your head and then you're like, well you know, what words could I put to that? And other times you think of something or you say something, you go, ooh, that's a good line. And so you kind of jump off from there. And, you know, I'll put it down on my phone, make a note if I'm just going about my day.
Or carrying the mail.
Yeah. Carrying the mail was good. I did. I wrote a couple songs because I have an idea, and then I'm just walking around for, you know, the next 6 to 8 hours, and so I'm just sitting there rolling over it in my head over and over. So I did. I wrote at least 3 songs while I was carrying mail.
So would you stop and write down, or you just do it on your phone?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part, I'd just like pull out my phone. Like grab a video, you know, like pull up my camera or whatever and just start recording and just talk into it. So, and then later I could go back and listen to it and be like, okay, what was I thinking, you know, at 2:30 this afternoon?
Right. Yeah.
And that helped a lot because then I'd know exactly what the melody was that I had in my head, as opposed to, you know, driving along in the car or just sitting at your desk and trying to punch in some words or something. But, I don't know. It sometimes I'll have something I think's a really good idea, but I just can't get any momentum, you know? And then there's other times I'll just have this, you know, this tiny little speck of an idea, and it'll just cascade into something more and more. Like one time I was just driving down the road. I was thinking about, you know, Bags, the game, you know, with the,
yeah, toss.
You know, yeah, corn toss, cornhole, yeah, whatever they cornhole, call it. Yeah. And I just had this idea of like bean bags banging off a plywood board. You know, it's got that buh, 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 buh. And I thought, that's kind of an interesting line. And then I just kept rolling with it. And eventually I thought, for some reason, it ended up as The Summer I Drank Busch Light. And then that just became an entire song. But it like, whole thing just rattled off in my head. You know, I could have sat down, wrote it in like less than an hour because it was just line after line was coming to me. But then other times it's like I'll have a line and then I'll fight with it for a while. And I don't know. There's every song's a little bit different. And I think everybody's got a different method going there.
Question. Now, do you think that you have to be a solid musician to write music? Or could a guy like me write a song?
I don't
think so.
I think you could probably write
lyrics.
Lyrically, yeah. I think, you know, you have to have a good foundation of, you know, some sort of music theory or song structure. I don't know. I guess you could just, if you knew a couple chords and just start, you know, strumming on a guitar, you could write a pretty simple song. There's a lot of songs that are, you know, 2 chords. 3 chords, but so it's, I mean, I think anybody can write a song if they got a good idea and just kind of get a good rhythm and melody going.
One thing I do want to comment on is your songs. Now, folks, when you listen to the local vocal show on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m., Michael Orton, my son, he hosts it. Your songs, and most of the songs on there, but especially your songs, they're good recordings, okay? And you said that you record those in your home.
I did, yeah.
Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of benefits to going to a studio and having the professional, you know, the professional sound studio and good microphones and a, you know, an engineer on the board making everything sound good. I think that's, you know, probably how you're going to sound the best. But when you're just trying to like kind of do it as a hobby in your spare time, you know, you can do it at home if you have a kind of a general idea of how the equipment works, you know.
So what do you need at home? Just a microphone?
Yeah.
A certain microphone?
I mean, you can always start with a Shure SM58 is, you know, the industry standard vocal mic. You can always start there, or you can get condenser mics,
mm-hmm.
fairly reasonably priced, and record with those. You know, a small...
Into a computer? Is that the way you do it?
Yeah, small mixing board. I used an iPad. With the GarageBand software that came with it.
Yes, GarageBand software.
And I mean, it is what it is, but it's got a lot of tools and a lot of capabilities to record. I mean, I wish I was a better, like, I wish I could play drums decently, because then I could actually record and lay down drum tracks. I built a lot of the drum tracks digitally, so that they were like exactly how I wanted them, perfectly in time, and then I could play over top of them. But yeah, for the most part, you know, I'd record in, record in a bedroom, usually had pretty good sound, or out in my shed. I in our practice space, I did a lot of recording out there. Just spent who knows how many hours editing, just trying to make sure, you know, trying to make everything sound good. And then thinking I had it, and then thinking, well, maybe I'm going to change that. But multiple takes, playing things over and over, singing things over and over until I was satisfied with it. That's the other thing. I kind of, you know, a little bit of a perfectionist to an extent, like to the extent where, you know, where my abilities run out. I can only be so, you know, so good, and you just kind of accept that. But you want to be as good as you can be and sound as good as you can be to, you know, up to your talent level. And so I'd spend a lot of, you know, probably more time than I needed to trying to tweak little things here and there.
Yeah. Now, before we run out of time, let's talk about Tanglefoot.
Okay.
How long has that band been together?
So we started up in 2013.
Gosh, almost 9 years.
Yeah, 11. 11 years.
11 years, yes.
Yeah.
11 years.
But we started up. I was in Living Proof with Benny and Waylon. I played bass and guitar in that band. Sometimes I'd switch off. Waylon played bass too. And then Benny was playing with Danny Widman, brought me over to jam with them. They were thinking about doing like a three-piece type of thing, kind of like ZZ Top, you know, and I would play bass, but I didn't really want to play bass at that time. I kind of wanted to play guitar. And besides that, my buddy Matt Garland played bass and was a better bass player than me. So, you know, that was what was going to be the better band. So I brought him along. That started up the four-piece in 2013. Then Matt went in the Navy a couple years later. And I don't know if it was just because he was my buddy. I just didn't feel right to me to like be like, well, let's go bring in some new bass player, you know, or audition bass player. I thought, well, I'll move over and play bass, because by that time we had John Evans on the radar.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think, once again, the best band would be if we bring in John.
And so who's all on in the band? Name the band members.
So now... after John was in there for about a year or so, then Waylon came in full time. So now we've got myself, Danny Widman on guitar and vocals, John Evans on guitar and vocals, Ben Schroeder on drums, Waylon Schroeder on sax, keyboard, flute, harmonica, acoustic guitar, you know, backing vocals. I'm probably missing something, tambourine here and there, you know.
So when are you guys playing next? When's the band playing next?
We'll be playing next on the 28th of December in Belleville at Copper Fire.
Okay. You don't play that often, do you? Once a month, maybe?
We usually play once or twice a month. You know, we try to space it out, keep time for the families. And
yeah, because you're all,
you know, we've all got
family men.
Yeah, we've all got kids. You know, we've all got full-time jobs.
Right.
You know, so we try to space it out, but keep it steady and just have a good time with it.
Where can people find out when you're playing, where you're playing?
We post everything on our Facebook page.
Okay. The Tanglefoot has its own Facebook page?
Tanglefoot has its own Facebook page. I mean, you can, like, if you're, you can type in, like, facebook.com/tanglefoot618. That'll take you right to it. Or just, if you're on the app, you know, search for Tanglefoot. Look around till you see our faces. You know, we'll be there. But, yeah, we post all of our gigs on there. We keep a running calendar of what we got coming up. You know, try to post some videos. We've got some videos on YouTube. I try to post some stuff on Facebook. I haven't posted much lately, but need to get back on that. But we've got a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of videos on YouTube that can be, you know, it's on channel. My channel and Tanglefoot are one and the same on YouTube. So you can find my stuff. You can find Tanglefoot stuff all right there.
Super. Hey, Rusty, we've ran out of time on this interview.
I can't believe it.
But we're going to play your song. Listen up, folks. Of course, on Sunday night, I'm going to have Craig probably when this interview's at 8:30 in the morning, we'll play it at lunchtime. So we'll play Busch Light. That's your pick, right?
Summer I drank Busch Light.
Summer I drank Busch Light.
Yeah, I've recorded this once or twice over, and I changed the key of the song to make it easier to sing, and that's the version that you guys have played on local vocals. But this is actually an older version that was in a higher key, and it features a little bit more of John Evans on guitar.
Okay.
So I thought that would be good, and, you know, I gave a lot of thought to, I thought, well, you know, what song could we feature here? And I don't know, sometimes you just got to play the hits. And
all right,
everybody's always like, man, I love that Busch Light song, so might as well go with it.
Well, thanks for coming in, and have a great day.
I appreciate you having me.